From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. As the U.S. Vice President visits Ankara, Turkey sends tanks and jets into Syria. Turkish tanks, backed by fighter jets and special forces, rolled into Syria Wednesday in an unprecedented operation to drive Islamic State jihadists out of a key Syrian border town. The air and ground offensive also involving Syrian fighters, the most ambitious launch by Ankara in the Syria conflict, is aimed at clearing jihadists from the town of Jarabulus, directly opposite Turkey. But President Recep Tayyip Erdogan emphasized the operation was also targeting Kurdish militia fighters strongly opposed by Ankara but backed by the U.S. as a key ally against IS, who had also been closing in on Jarabulus. The Turkish Prime Minister's office said the operation, named Euphrates Shield, began around 4 a.m. with Turkish artillery pounding dozens of IS targets around the city. Turkish F-16 fighter jets backed by U.S.-led coalition warplanes also hit targets inside Syria. The Turkish move into Syria comes as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Turkey for a visit that comes at a tense time in the two countries' relationship. His agenda includes meetings with Prime Minister Binali Yildirim and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Biden is President Barack Obama's highest-ranking and closest surrogate, often representing the White House in difficult diplomatic situations. Many Turks say they're angry about what they see as a lack of solidarity from the West after an attempted coup last month, which left at least 240 people dead and included the bombing of the Turkish parliament. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake shook central Italy early Wednesday, causing extensive damage to areas near the epicenter and killing at least 37 people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2 with an epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Nursia. The shaking was felt across a large part of the region, including the capital of Rome, 150 kilometers away. Rescuers worked after daybreak trying to reach those trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. Meanwhile, another strong earthquake, this one a magnitude of 6.8, hit north-central Myanmar, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. No casualties have been reported, although tremors were felt in the Thai capital, Bangkok, and Calcutta in India, each around 1,000 kilometers away. The epicenter of the quake was near the town of Chauk on the Irrawaddy River at a depth of about 84 kilometers. Deep earthquakes generally cause less surface damage. Although earthquakes are fairly common in Myanmar, the Southeast Asian country has not had a deadly one since a 6.8 magnitude quake in November of 2012 that killed nearly 40 people. U.S. President Barack Obama has promised that aid will keep coming to flood-stricken people of Louisiana as long as it is needed to get them back on their feet. The president on Tuesday visited Baton Rouge and toured some of the homes that were hit by historic flooding earlier this month. Zlatica Hoke has more.
Obama assured residents that support will keep coming until people can return to their homes or rebuild their lives.
This is not a one-off. This is not a photo op issue. This is how do you make sure that a month from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, people still are getting the help that they need.
The president was criticized for not interrupting his vacation on Martha's Vineyard to visit the flooded state, most notably by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who visited Louisiana last week. Obama said that in times of tragedy, Washington tends to avoid politicking. At least 13 people were killed by flooding, while some others are still missing. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Hot, dry winds whipped through western U.S. states Tuesday, stoking wildfires that have scorched tens of thousands of hectares of land and forced residents to flee homes in California and the state of Washington. Washington Governor Jay Inslee declared a state of emergency in 20 counties near the smoke-shrouded city of Spokane as firefighter reinforcements arrived in the area. In comments to reporters, Governor Inslee linked the latest outbreaks to climate change and diseased trees in the region's vast forest. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.